Proverbs 6:15 says, "Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy." We left off in our previous devotional reading of Proverbs in chapter 6, verses 12 through 14, talking about a naughty person. And the built-in dictionary found in our King James Bible told us exactly what a naughty person is. This person is a wicked man, and this man walketh with a froward mouth. He's sneaky, secretive, and slimy. He deviseth mischief continually, and he soweth discord. And we'll deal with the sowing of discord in our next devotional. But it's very important for us to notice the end of this man, as described here in verse 15. "Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy." Key word, suddenly. First, let's be honest. We desire justice, and there's nothing wrong with desiring justice, as long as our desire for justice includes the same type of justice you and I received as believers in Jesus Christ. We were once wicked and lost. We were given space to repent by the mercy of God. And then once we repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his death, burial, and resurrection for forgiveness of sin and eternal salvation, we received it. God's justice was satisfied by the death of Jesus in our place, dying for and paying for our sin. And we ought to be calling on the wicked to repent and believe the gospel so that they too can receive the free gift of salvation with the forgiveness of sins. But with all that said, when the wicked reject this, they are choosing to pay the eternal price for their own sin, as well as any temporal price for their sin in this life. And that brings us to point number two. It may seem like God is slow, but justice will come suddenly for the wicked. "Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy." The ironic thing is that when our salvation comes, that is when damnation begins for the wicked. As we quoted in a recent devotional calling us to awake out of sleep, listen closely to the end of Romans 13:11. "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." You see, God is not slow. Every day we're getting closer to our salvation. 2 Peter 3:9 says that he is not slow, but long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But when that time comes, it will be swift and sudden. As Jesus said in Revelation 22:12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." I come quickly. That's going to happen suddenly. Instead of focusing on justice for the wicked, we ought to leave that in God's hands. This is easier said than done. How many times we've seen the wicked do something terrible, and we would just, I admit, I'd like to see God just destroy them right then and there. And there's nothing wrong with, as I said before, desiring justice, but we ought to leave that in God's hands. And we focus on how thankful we can be that Jesus took our just penalty upon himself. Focus on the moment when suddenly you were forgiven, when suddenly I was forgiven, and we were saved, and we have eternal life because justice was poured out on Jesus Christ, and he stood in our place and paid the price for our sin. So that should hedge us a little bit on our call for justice for the wicked. Leave that in God's hands, and if they reject the only alternative to eternal hell in the lake of fire, being Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, that'll come on them suddenly.